Now let's actually turn to the Bruins. As promised, we'll continue our analysis of their first-round defeat to the Florida Panthers, and we'll do it with some help on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. It's former Bruins defenseman Zdeno Chara joining us now on the horn. How you doing, Zdeno?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
We're good. Thanks for joining us. Zdeno is joining us courtesy of the DraftKings Sportsbook, who sponsors Felger and Maz here on 98.5 The Sports Hub and the simulcast on NBC Sports Boston, and, of course, is a partner with Zdeno as well. So good to talk to you, Zdeno. How do you think the Bruins lost that series?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really tell. I was not watching every game. You know, I can say, you know, I'm obviously sad because, you know, I had so much fun, you know, following them and watching them during the regular season. It was very encouraging and inspiring to see, you know, how well they played, what they could accomplish during regular season, and how they were able to push the limits and break their history. I know it's disappointing for people, but there's so much positive that they can see from the season they had. So, you know, I feel sad because, you know, I know what it's like, you know, having disappointments like this.
Why don't you watch?
On a different schedule.
Different schedule. I mean, I don't mean to pry or get too personal, but what's more important than watching the Bruins in the Stanley Cup? I mean, you know what I mean. It's so you have other work commitments that preclude you from watching these playoff games?
Look, like I watch some, but not all of them. And, you know, there's times when I need to go to bed because I got to wake up early.
So, Zdeno, when you say you know what it feels like, is there one that sticks out to you in your career where you look back on and say, that one hurt the most?
Not the one. There's few games that, you know, really we felt that, you know, there was a huge disappointment from player standpoint, from organizational standpoint. We felt the fans were really disappointed as well. You know, when looking back, 2010 loss against Philadelphia, you know, like being up in series that the way we were up. You know, I think that there's number of games. There's hard to pick, you know, just a single one and say this is the biggest one. Obviously, the ones you lose in the Stanley Cup Finals are always the ones that the hurt because you are so close. You know, but you know, you live. It's life. It's sports. You know, you have some ups, you have some downs.
What do you think the difference was, Zdeno, the year you won versus all the years you didn't? You know, how did you? What was the key to punching through in 2011, and how come you guys haven't been able to do it other than that one year?
Different things. I mean, it's every team you play is different. Every year is different. You know, like there is no question. We had 2011. We had you know, some. You need to have a luck. You need to have luck on your side. You need to have a, you know, series where goalie is standing on his head pretty much and making a lot of big saves for you. Then you need to have, you know, every line equally contributing each round and carry that offensive, you know, threat and scoring for you. You know, you can't just rely on the same players. And, you know, you got to be really good defensively, you know, as a team playing well-structured system. And most of all, I think just staying healthy. I mean, all these things kind of play a huge part to be successful in the playoffs and especially, you know, winning in the finals.
Do you think that platooning goalies in the playoffs is a feasible thing? Is something that you could realistically look to pull off? Because it looks like in hindsight this Bruins team might have been able to use something like that because Ullmark wasn't healthy.
It's tough to say. Again, I can't really judge and make comments directly on this team, but in general speaking, look, like you know, changing goalies, it's not a, you know, bad thing. Some teams rely on certain individuals, certain players, I guess, and they're very comfortable with that, and others maybe like to change it up. I mean, Pittsburgh did it, you know, halfway through the playoffs with Fleury and forgot the other goalie, but it's just like, you know, every team, it really depends on the feel and how they read the situation from coaching standpoint or management standpoint. So, you know, some teams just look like us, like we were in 2011. I think Timmy played pretty much all the all the games. You know, it really depends on the situation.
Okay, Zdeno, when you look at your this Bruins era, which I think you started basically when you came here as a free agent in, what was that, 06?
06, yes.
Yeah, so from 06 to now, I consider that one, Bergeron had just arrived here. You arrived in 06. The winning really started with Claude the next season. But, I mean, I consider it one run, Zdeno, from 06 when they first signed you to now. And there's only one Stanley Cup there. Yet I think if you look at all the regular season wins, I think this team has won more regular season games in those 20-something years than any other team, or, first, second, or third. Yet there's only one cup. Do you look back at this whole thing and say you've come up short?
No, I don't. I wouldn't say it's only one cup, because there's probably a good dozen or over a dozen teams that don't even have that. So, I mean, you can take it, as you want to take it, that it's only one cup. I mean, it's not easy to even get that far. It's not easy to get to the finals. And, we were able to do it three times. And I know that, we all felt that, we could, win every one of them. But, like I said, it's a sport. That's life. It's you're going to have to live with those losses as well. But, I think that the organization has been very consistent. And, you got to understand, it's not easy to get even to the final, and to expect to be in the finals every other year or winning Stanley Cup every third year, it's not going to happen. It's just the way it is. You go through some ups and downs, you go through some rebuilds, you go through some changes, whether that's coaching, player. It's a process, and I think that I personally proud to be a Bruin for that long, and setting a culture and establishing something that, years and years, hopefully from now, players can carry that same torch and culture and continue that, the something that, we started in 06, and, hopefully they'll be able to be successful and winning later on. But, I have no regrets, and I only can say that I'm very grateful and proud of what we as a team were able to accomplish.
Okay, Zdeno, we're gonna let you go. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes. We really do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Zdeno Chara, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.